Call Back the Past.
Taking center stage in 1972 was Uganda's Idi Amin, with the summary expulsion of 50,000 Asians, most of whom fled to a Britain already developing its own racial problems. At the United Nations, Sir Alec Douglas Hume.
This inhumanity, which creates refugees, is of international concern. I trust that it will be overwhelmingly accepted. Because should this organization, Mr. President, fail to do so, there is no one to whom any person, whatever the color of his skin, can turn for common justice. That is the basis of my appeal to all of you today.
Now, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you, yes, and desert you, and take your sword if you let them. Oh, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, running, yeah, 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 to see.
Carole King with a hit song of 1972, an Olympic year marked by triumph for American swimmer Mark Spitz with 7 gold medals, and marred by stark tragedy as Arab terrorist gunmen massacred members of the Israeli team. The game's grand old man, Avery Brundage.
Every civilized person recoils in horror at the barbarous criminal intrusion of terrorists into peaceful Olympic precincts. We mourn our Israel friends, victims of this brutal assault. The Olympic flag and the flags of all the world fly at half mast. Sadly, in this imperfect world, the greater and the more important the Olympic Games become, the more they are open to commercial, political, and now criminal pressure. I'm sure the public will agree that we cannot allow a handful of terrorists to destroy this nucleus of international cooperation and goodwill. We have...
South Africa, barred from the games by politics, nevertheless kept into the international picture. Gary Player, with the American PGA title, among others, for 1972, was South African Sportsman of the Decade.
I'm 36 years of age, playing the best golf of my life, and feel I can continue to do it for many, many more years, at least for 15. But what'll be my decider, when I cannot win anymore, that's when I'll retire from golf.
And an unexpected triumph for the Republic's women tennis players, as Brenda Kirk and Pat Pretorius walked off with the Federation Cup.
Brenda Kirk serves at match point. Returned by Winnie Shaw down the line. Brenda Shaw picks it up on the half volley. Moves it to the net. So does Winnie Shaw. Then Winnie Shaw puts it in. Magnificent pick up. She shovels it into the forehand corner, and Brenda Kirk just wasn't good. That was the first match point of the match. And we're back to deuce. Redekirk serves. The sun comes out. Return into the net by Miss Shaw. Another match point.
Granted. South Africa.
South Africa within a point of the match. First singles match to Great Britain. Can South Africa level now with this point? Redekirk serves. Left-hand court. Into... in she comes. Into the net. Winnie Shaw goes down the line. This time it doesn't work.
Oh, I can't keep it in. I can't keep it in. I've got to let it out. I've got to show the world. World's got to see. See all of the love that's in me. I said, why walk alone? Why worry when it's warm over here? You've got so much to say. Say what you mean. Mean what you think and think anything. Oh, why? Why must you waste your life away? There's nothing I wouldn't do if you let me know. Oh, oh, and I can't keep it in. I can't hide it and I can't lock it away. I'm up for your love. Love heats my blood. Blood spins my head and my head falls.
Cat Stevens' Hit Parader of 1972, a year which saw the disappearance from the newsstands of Life magazine and the emergence of chess as a headline maker with a Fischer-Spassky tussle for the World Championship. The Republic was visited by the United Nations Secretary General, Dr. Kurt Waldheim.
Well, it is the purpose of my visit to contact as many people as possible, to listen to them, to hear their views. And I shall then return to New York and to report to the Security Council.
And 1972 brought another unwelcome first for South Africa, the first hijacking of one of our Boeings. Pilot Captain Blake Flemington kept his cool.
At Salisbury Airport, we refueled, talked them into offloading passengers and crew, and we then took off from Salisbury with 5 passengers and 4 crew members. The 4th crew member was a volunteer. We headed for the Seychelles. And at this stage, the hijackers made their demands, which we passed on to our company. We were really out over the sea, out past Dar es Salaam, when I managed to persuade them to turn around that Malawi was a better bet. We landed then at Malawi Airport at 18:45.
At the movies, it was Al Pacino and Marlon Brando in The Godfather, Burt Reynolds in Deliverance, Clint Eastwood as Dirty Harry, and Liza Minnelli in Cabaret.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom.
Simon Gray's Butley and Neil Simon's The Sunshine Boys were plays of 1972. A year in which Britain's young Princess Anne was much in the news.
Flattered, as I was, by the recent publicity. After all, 3 days in the headlines and every other day inside can't be bad. I felt it was time for the horse's mouth to have its say. Luckily for you, I decided against it. I did, however, remember somebody once saying to me how nice it was to see my parents or something on the front of the newspapers, and then adding, all you ever get in newspapers these days is sex and violence. I don't know which category I come in either. However, I wouldn't dream of complaining about you, your behaviour, as you're indeed only doing your jobs, and editors, as we all know, would lose them if they didn't get a picture or a story. And if the story is done properly, you can't be popular with everybody all of the time. Anyway, you do tend to be rather a touchy lot when it comes to talking about you.
And journeys to the moon were becoming old hat. In 1972, it was Eugene Cernan in Apollo 17.
I'm on the footpad. As I step off at the surface at Torres Litoral, I'd like to dedicate the first step of Apollo 17 to all those who made it possible.
There's a star.
A new kind of pop star in Dave Bowie. But 1972 belonged to China. Apart from her admission to the United Nations, the world's attention was riveted for 8 days on the dramatic visit to Peking by America's President Nixon.
We began our talk recognizing that we have great differences. But we are determined that those differences not prevent us from living together in peace. You believe deeply in your system, and we believe just as deeply in our system. It is not our common belief that have brought us together here, but our common interest and our common hope. The interest that each of us has to maintain our independence and the security of our people. And the hope that each of us has to build a new world order in which nations and peoples with different systems and different values can live together in peace, respecting one another while disagreeing with one another, letting history rather than the battlefield be the judge of their different ideas.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.